It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jessica Jenrich. She's the emergency manager for Barnes County. Thank you, Jessica, for joining us today on the show.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, data centers have been getting a lot of attention statewide across North Dakota, with even the governor of North Dakota chiming in about how local governments should be transparent if they are discussing or know of non-disclosure agreements when it comes to data centers. So we had our first discussion about that here in Barnes County earlier this week during Tuesday's regular Barnes County Commission meeting. There was quite a few people who were in attendance of this. How many people, was there 200 people there in attendance?
The room was full. So, I mean, I didn't turn around and do any counting, but the room was full.
It was full. You had quite a few people testify?
They opened it up to the floor a little bit for people to give their input, you know, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So my first question, everybody's been asking, we had a lot of social media chatter too over the previous weekend about this. Has the county or any government entity within the county been approached by any data center company, Jessica?
No, they have not. Neither the commission or my office, the planning and zoning office, has not been approached or contacted.
Okay. Has any, to your knowledge, landowners been approached by a data center company?
As far as I know, there hasn't been anyone approached, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. But I have not had any information brought to me about any.
Because as private landowners, they don't have to release that information.
No,
right?
And we'll get that information if any applications come in or anything,
to the planning and zoning board, right?
Yes, that is correct.
That's when you would be notified then,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. The county commission placed a six-month moratorium on data centers in the county on Tuesday during their regular board meeting. Why did the county do this, Jessica?
So my office has been, we're kind of been looking at data center ordinance for a while because it has been a hot topic in the state for a little while. And so I've been looking at other counties out west. They're kind of creating those ordinances and just kind of holding off with ours just to kind of see what those other counties come up with to work with. And so we just thought right now was a good time to do the moratorium, just to kind of calm the public and let them know that we are working on our ordinances. This way, nothing can move forward while we're in that moratorium.
Is it just a learning process for everybody in the state of North Dakota, including Barnes County? Is it just a learning process?
I believe so, because there's so many different variables that come in play with the data centers that I think it's people need to do their research, and that's what we've been kind of working on, and just to see what ordinances come up. A lot of them are very similar, so I think we'll be good at the end of the 6 months. I've got my state's attorney helping me out, and then also the planning and zoning board and the commission, of course.
So what type of guidelines will the county pursue over the next 6 months? What are some of the safeguards that you're looking at?
I don't have specifics right now. We've been looking at different, like I said, different county ones. Like I said, they're all pretty similar. We're going to really deep dive and take a look and see what works best for Barnes County. So we make sure we're set up for success rather than anything else.
Okay. Now, maybe you don't know this, but how many other, maybe if you do, that's great. How many other counties in the state have placed moratoriums on data centers?
Quite a few have. I reached out to all my planning and zoning directors. You know, we have a listserv, and only a few got back to me. Some are 6 months, some are a year. Some didn't put any on at all, but they're working on ordinances. So there's quite a few throughout the state. I don't have an exact number.
You don't have an exact number of like six or seven or eight?
I had five reach out, and all of them have put some sort of moratorium in place.
Okay.
Not specifically a year, not specifically 6 months. You know what I mean? They're kind of all a little bit different.
All right. Now, the public is greatly concerned about non-disclosure agreements. And as we mentioned earlier in the program, Governor Armstrong has told local government entities to be transparent and sign no non-disclosure agreements. What is the commission's outlook on that recommendation by Governor Armstrong?
So our state's attorney advised our county commission that they should not be signing any NDAs without any legal advisement from her office. So She would like to be advised and then be able to show them or let them know what they should be doing or not doing.
So in today's world of nobody believes anybody but what's on social media and so on and so forth, what can the county say or any local government entity say to alleviate fears about data centers that are being generated by social media chatter and other social media platforms?
So we're just asking that if any residents have any concerns or questions, they can always reach out to my office, the Planning and Zoning Office, or they can reach out to any of the county commissioners, like they said at the meeting on Tuesday. Sometimes, you know, some stuff's true on social media, and other times social media may not be factual. So we just would like people, if they have questions and concerns, to either reach out or stop by in my office at the courthouse.
Okay. Anything else to add before I let you go today that you'd like to share with us today?
So if an application does come forward, we're going to be pushing to do some public notification meetings and letting the public know and try to have those public meetings before the hearing process, because we are the ones that do the regulatory for it. So there's not any like strict deadlines. So if something does come forward, we are hoping to have some public meetings so people know about it before they're getting voted on.
Well, I just want to say that you were very transparent when it came to the upcoming hog farm hearing. I've been here 19 years, and I haven't seen anything that transparent come out of this agency, you know, or this entity or this government entity in quite a while, but I was impressed with that. We had over 200 people for that hearing concerning the hog farm, and it sounds like you're going to put out another notice in a timely fashion for the if there's a proposed data center on the board.
Yes. So the hog farm, there was a little more of a deadline that it needed to get through per state, where this is the data centers go through, regulatory through us locally. So we can set those, you know, guidelines. And this way we will be able to have public meetings. And we're just asking people to watch the planning and zoning agendas every month. The meeting's the second Tuesday of every month. It's in the paper before the meeting. If you see data center ordinance on there, I mean, we're probably just going to be talking about things that have found, you know, updating things. You know, it's open to the public, so you can definitely come in if you see data center on an agenda.
You're definitely going to
We're discussing probably the ordinance, you know. But like I said, if any applications do come in, I let the commission know right away and the state's attorney, and we'll do what we can to inform the public.
What are some of the fears that people have? Is it over access to water and enough electricity, and who's going to pay for the electricity? What did you hear so far?
A lot of it is what it's going to do to the environment, and also the use of electricity and water that's used for these data centers is a big concern for people that have, you know, spoken out about things. And I think the non-disclosure agreement thing was a big topic, and I'm hoping that we can hopefully get past that part and really work with people and get the information out there.
It's interesting because I did a story yesterday, and it was about the Fort Berthold Reservation, the chairman, Mark Fox, and they're embracing the idea of a data center. He says, we have plenty of energy, we have plenty of water, all of that. I thought, that's the complete opposite of what I've been hearing from some of the other counties in North Dakota.
That is, yes.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. So, all right, thank you very much for coming on the show today and hopefully enlightening us a little bit on what the next steps are.
Yes,
when it comes
not a problem.
To data centers here in Barnes County. There's Jessica Jenrich, our Barnes County Emergency Manager, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.